Hello, everyone, and welcome to the DMAC Urban Vibe Podcast. My name is Carter Voss, and I'm here today with...
Kubarat Simono.
Welcome to the show. Today we are going to be talking about studying tips and advice.
That's great.
Yeah. So to get into it, I figure a good place to start is, what is the best studying or school tip that you have ever received?
Ever that I remember, the tips that I've ever recollect now is studying at the best time that will be okay, that you can memorize things and keep them, and that will be early in the morning for me.
Yeah.
Early in the morning. That was the only tip I've ever got.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, you know. Understanding when your brain is at its most powerful and taking advantage of that, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. For me, my favorite piece of advice that I've ever gotten was that you treat your school day, especially in college, you treat your school day like it's a job. Yes. You know, you work on your stuff from 9 to 5, and you know that you're working on stuff from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday,
okay. And
you keep your nights then free. But you get all your stuff done within that time period, and it really helps you compartmentalize and focus when you know you should be focusing, as well as relieving some of that stress from your mind at the end of the day, because you know that you're going to work hard tomorrow, and you worked hard already that day.
Yeah, you're right. It works well for you, but for some other people, it could be awkward. For me, waking up in the morning very early, I think I grabbed that tip when I was in high school, like at middle of night when I wake up. That's when my brain can connect with whatever that I want to do. And then I can write things down, and that's how it works for me.
Yeah, everybody's different, and you know, you find stuff that works well for you. Are you aware of the term cramming? Have you ever crammed for a test before?
I do, but it doesn't come out great with me. It doesn't work for me better than reading few hours before my exam. It's what makes me, alert and remember whatever that I study, than cramming. Cramming is something that set me back.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've tried to do it before as well. I like to think that I have a good memory. And so if I see the things that I need to know right before the test, I'm going to be able to instantly recall that's what that was. But in reality, it really doesn't work that way. And you're just overloading your brain, I feel like, with too much information that it can't process it all completely. So when you need to recall it, you can't.
You're right. You're right. Because for me, it's like somebody like me, I quickly forgot things. So if my brain is full of a lot of things, working on many things. But for me, if I try to study, and that is why that tip that I grabbed from my high school really working for me the way I want it. Like study like 2 hours before my exam time keeps me going and flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's a good transition into our next point here, which is just kind of general study tips. Do you have any, what's your favorite way to study?
My favorite way to study is I go by, the culture of study for me is, I love to see, I don't like studying too much on internet, but books is what keeps me going, because then I can trace whatever that is the easiest way for me to study. I love reading my book, not on the internet, but if I have, you know.
The physical copy,
you know. Probably because, I mean, oldies, those are the way we do it in olden days, and it's still with me till now. I love being on internet, but reading is not something that really works well for me than reading the physical books, and yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. I much prefer having the physical copy as well. But for me, the things that I find are most helpful when studying are just writing stuff down, you know. As you're reading your book, you know, even if it's just word for word copying from the book, write down that information. You know, studies have shown that we are able to retain information a lot better when we write it down or we explain it to another person.
Absolutely.
Which is another good tip is if there's, you have a test coming up, go to a friend, a family member, a sibling, whoever, and ask if you can teach them about the subject you're about to take your test on. It's a really a good way to get your brain working, and when you explain it to somebody else, it has to make sense in your head to be able to explain it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just a great way to kind of force yourself to understand the topic.
It's a good idea. It is a good idea to do that. For me, when I was young, I'm not a person that associates with many people. I love being by myself. And later, that's why I always have a tutor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to keep me going. And now that I'm here, that I live by myself, I don't even have anybody to share things with or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to keep doing things by myself. And that, again, that is affecting me right now because, you know, it's not same way when I was young,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I want to make sure I engage. So rather sitting by myself now, I went to the library.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, even library is quiet, but when I need something, I can easily go to those people around there, like just to have a little bit interaction with them about what I'm doing, you know.
Yeah, that's another great tip is doing your studying in the library or where anywhere there might be resources for you to find answers mm-hmm. or bounce ideas off of. I know here at DMAC, there's a bunch of lovely people all around that are willing to help you or just listen to what you have to say. And I think that that's awesome.
Yes.
Have you ever seen this thing where if somebody's struggling to get through their readings, what they do is they'll take a little piece of candy and they'll put it at the end of paragraphs as motivation to continue reading.
Wow.
You know, you have to continue reading to get to your piece of candy.
Wow.
And personally, I've never done it, but I've had a friend who have said that they just really don't like reading their history textbook or whatever it is. And so their way to get them to do it
mm-hmm.
is they'll put, you know, pieces of candy at the end of the page, and you have to read the page to get the candy.
Like the way we used to trick our babies to continue, you know, like, if you do this, you will get this. I don't think I've ever done something like that. But, for the fact that I love reading ever since, you know, I love reading and I love writing because out of that reading, I pick something out. I love to write.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, no matter how, you know, I just want to jot things down.
Yeah.
And that keeps me remember. But I've never tried that.
Yeah.
No, never.
Yeah, it's an interesting one for
yes,
sure.
Yes, it is. It is.
Do you have any more good tips?
About studying, the tips that I will add to this is like, though to me, I believe it's a little bit difficult, but it's easy, according to what I said earlier, it's easy when you have people around you, which is, being quiet, when I was young, I can be listening to music and, you know, relate to what I'm mm-hmm. studying, but these days, I cannot.
Yeah.
I cannot. But when I see people around me, people that can be, you know, that can make things going, not somebody that would distract me.
Mm-hmm.
So I want them around me and say, well, that tip that I lose because I've lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to music and engage with what I'm reading, you know.
Right.
Which I could not do that anymore. And that, I think, is affecting me right now. Because I have to concentrate a lot. I have to put all my mind on what I'm doing. That is new thing for me. Yeah. So, I don't...
Yeah, that's a great transition to the next point I wanted to get to is traps while studying.
Yeah.
Stuff, you know, you don't want to fall into these traps while you're studying. And you brought up my first thing that I was going to say is that despite how you might feel, listening to music, especially music you're not familiar with, mm-hmm. while you're studying is really, you know, splitting your brain and doesn't allow you to focus as much. Something that I found for me is I like instrumentals of some of my favorite songs while I'm studying. You know, what an instrumental is, if you don't know, is where it's the beat of the song without the words, without the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And I've found that that, you know, keeps me engaged with what I'm reading or what I'm doing, but also gives me the vibe that you would want while you're listening to music, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's a really good point.
Yes, it is. It is. Listening to music, when I was young, they do ask me, how can you be listening to music and be studying? But people don't know. That noisy makes me focus on, I'm not listening to that. But the noise is alerting my brain to what I'm doing. But people don't get it. They were like, oh, that's awful. How can she be doing? But these days, I miss that. Mm-hmm. I can't do that anymore. So...
Yeah, and, you know, kind of a part of it, but slightly different, is that a lot of times we're very confident we're good multitaskers.
That's great.
As humans, we all think we're good multitaskers, when the reality is most of us, if not all of us, are not good multitaskers. At least in the sense that we're not going to be doing either task at the highest level.
Yes.
Where that we would be doing it while we're focusing. And so I know a lot of people who like to, you know, have TV on in the background while they study.
Study.
But multitasking like that really is not good for information retention. And if you're not going to have high information retention while you're studying, why are you studying, right?
That's true.
You're not going to, that's the whole point, is you're ingraining this information into your head so you can remember it later when you need it. And... It's just a good point in general is try not to multitask, especially while you're studying, because it'll be a lot harder to recall that information when you need it.
I believe you, because I thought about this yesterday, like, things have changed in me. Like, okay, how do I disturb my brain? I have all these things in my brain at the same time, like, you want to do this, I want to do this. That's multitasking. Mm-hmm. My brain, no, I don't want to. And I focus on like, okay, I want to finish this before I go to this, because I don't want my brain to get clogged.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, you know, so you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
That's a good tip. Mm-hmm.
Now, I like this question. What are some things that instructors do that make studying easier or harder for you?
Oh, like, I believe I wrote something yesterday. I thought, even though it's my dream, I love it, but I never thought about the way they communicate, the way they put things together, probably because I love what I'm going into now. That doesn't give me, I didn't see anything difficult, but I make it more harder on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way she give the analysis, you know, to all of us, the way she analyzes things to us is very, very easy. And I put that in writing yesterday, very easy and keeps me going, and you know, but things that I'm missing here is I am the one complicating things for myself,
mm-hmm.
because I put I connect two things together, which they were separate.
Sure.
Yeah. And but for her, she make me comfortable because when I remember the way she analyzed things, I want to hear the voice. Then I bring back to my like, oh, this is how she sounds. This is how mm-hmm. she. So far, everything she said is so easy, but I am the one that making that complicating things for myself.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of my things about it too, is my favorite thing when I'm, you know, even just navigating the class.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry to cut you off. Another thing that I see is that she ever taught is opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not giving opinion about what is, and that is something that is in me,
mm-hmm.
which I do not know. It doesn't go with this program.
Sure.
You know, with journalism, I picked that point because that is me. And ever I've been in a class, all what we've learned so far from her, that is number one
mm-hmm.
that I picked. And you see, the word W, it's something that I put at the fore, you know, on my forehead, you know, like this 5W.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of spread it into many places by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's number two that I grab.
Sounds good. Yeah. You know, for me, one of my favorite things is when instructors do is they'll have the resources that you'll need, you know, specifically for studying here. There's the resources that you'll need to understand for the test or quiz, whatever it may be, are all in one location.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether that's a study packet that you fill out through the unit, whether that's a link that has everything you need to know, or if it's just going to be a quiz that's straight from the book, having, you know, all the information that's going to be on the quiz is only the stuff that's in the book. Having the information in one spot is something that I really like, so I don't have to be studying two sources. I really enjoy when it's one source. And if we want to do the other source, then make that a whole different quiz, a whole different test. I just personally prefer having things be one-to-one.
Yeah, I like it one-to-one, but for me to go by that, can be a little bit difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because, I don't know, that's why I said I'm the one that complicated, you know, I said that. But the way she put all the things together, make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very easy.
Yeah.
But it's me that is so. I have nothing to complain about the way she delivered.
Yeah, I mean, and this is just in general, right? It's not about anybody in specific.
No, yeah.
Something that I do struggle with, though, when I'm studying is that it's just unclear instructions, you know, about what needs to be done, about what you should be studying. You know, there's some times where you'll get a lot of information thrown at you, and that's not necessarily always bad as long as the student knows what to do with that information, how much of it is relevant to what we're going to be doing in the future of the class, how much of it is relevant to the upcoming test. I like knowing that stuff, you know, I like knowing why we're learning what we're learning. And so just being direct about the importance of the information, I think is something that is important to me.
Yeah, let me comment about that, because I remember when I'm taking CNA class, I'll wake up so early and I'll study whatever next test we having. I'll make sure I have everything out. So when I first got to the class, that's what I'm going to, but I don't know. I think these days,
yeah,
I'm just like
cool. And then just to end it off here, there any side tangents, any interesting information that you might want to mention about, you know, whatever, like here, I'll start for this one. I took a psychology class last semester, and it was a lot of it was based around memory, or one of the units was about memory. And some of the things that we learned were that it's easier to recall information when you recreate the environment that you were in when you learned that information. What that means is if you were chewing gum when you learned something, chewing gum while you're trying to recall it might aid you in that effort. Being in the same classroom that you learned something might be helpful when you're trying to recall. You know, yes. if you have a favorite poster in a classroom that you always look at, you know, looking at that poster might help jog your memory of some of the things that you learned in that class. And I just thought that was super interesting, something I wanted to bring up. And it's also interesting that then whenever, you know, you do finals, sometimes your finals are in a different classroom than where your class took place. And after learning that piece of information, I always thought that was interesting, that I wonder if you could do a study of test scores from students who took that test in the class that they were in when they learned the information versus when they took it in the other classroom for their final or whatever it may be.
Really interesting, because that takes me back to last year when I took my ELA and the MAC here too. Yeah, I think my teachers mentioned something like this, which it's really good to know and to do. Like, I changed one of my subjects from sociology to philosophy. I love to argue, and most of my arguments do make sense. So, because I'm a person that loves to drag things, especially when I'm confident and believe in what I'm trying to point out. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the teacher mentioned something, same thing you just said now. He mentioned something like that yesterday, which I grabbed it. I never knew.
Yeah.
It's right. So I think that's another tip you just gave me now.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I wanted to touch on before we get out of here is mental health. It's becoming a lot easier to talk about, but there still is some stigma around it, and you want to... And I'm pro, you know, being open about mental health. And I think it's very important to be in a positive headspace while you're studying. Like, I know some people who, and, you know, this kind of goes back to our cramming point earlier that we were talking about, but I've had friends who the night before it's 11:30 at night and they're in hysterics about not understanding and being so nervous and this and that, and they're going to stay up all night trying to study because they feel like they don't understand what's going on. And while I can relate to that feeling, I think it's also important to note that they're not in the proper headspace to be retaining that information.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very underrated aspect that not many people talk about when it comes to school, is mental health can play a large part in it, and a lot of times your outlook will change, you know, based on what you're going through at school. And it's just, if you feel yourself, you know, slipping a little bit, understand that, you know, taking care of yourself is priority number one. Getting back on track in your class might be priority number two, even if both are important.
You're absolutely right. Since this class began, everything changed, because I go to bed late, but now I go to bed earlier. Mm-hmm. Then I wake up so early. Then it's like I'm going back to the way I used to do my things. But when people are like that, they just don't think about the brain. The brain needs to rest for certain hours so they can be alert when you're ready to use them. It's a good point. If people can be doing that, I think to know stars or to know whatever they were doing, it's very easy. But for me, being a mother and a grandma, I do have a lot. But thank God, these days, nobody call me anymore, because even though you might call from now till God who knows, I'm not going to answer you because I have my brain somewhere. And mm-hmm. that's how I do things. It's a good point.
Yeah.
You made a good point. Yes.
Yeah. So do you have anything else before we ended up here?
I think you've done well. I really love the conversation and all the tips you give, because I do gain a lot from it.
Yeah.
So I would say thank you to you.
Yeah, thank you for being here with me. Once again, I've been Carter Voss, and she is...
Kuburat Sumano.
Thank you for listening, and have a great day.
Thank you.